Good morning, the Exotic Set. This is Carrie speaking.
Hi, Carrie. My name is Laura Lee. I brought my guinea pigs to you guys before a while back. My guinea pig, Dolores, is having some skin issues and she's lost a bit of weight. So I think I would like to bring her in, if that's okay, please. I was wondering if you had any appointments next Thursday after midday.
Okay. Is she still eating for you?
Yeah, that's the confusing thing. She's still eating and she's like still really excited for food. Like, we're not noticing a disinterest in food or anything. Mm-hmm. But, she's lost like a bit of her fur. She's like self-groomed. And my partner picked her up and she used to be like the bigger girl out of my two girls.
Yeah.
And she said, I've noticed she's lost a bit of weight.
Okay.
But otherwise she seems happy and healthy. Like, she's still, curious about about everything, happy for food.
Yeah.
I don't think it's mites or a ringworm thing, because the other guinea pig is spot, like it doesn't have any skin issues or anything.
Yeah.
But still, it's best to bring her in.
Yeah, no, definitely. Is she losing hair in places or is she just scratching or?
She's lost hair around her, but like just like on one of like her, I know they don't really have bum cheeks, but on one of the sides at the back.
Yeah, okay, certainly. Okay, we can definitely have a look. Definitely with weight loss, like how much weight has she lost?
I haven't weighed her yet because we've got to like get new batteries for the scales.
Mm-hmm.
But she used to be like, I remember with the guinea pig scale, she was like a size 5. Like she was huge. I was told that she had to lose weight. And now I would say she doesn't look overly skinny or anything. If anything, she looks probably like how she should have. But still, my partner, like, and we're both like, the fact that she's lost it and we can notice it and like feel it, like it's still a concern type thing.
Yeah, with
the hair as well.
Yeah, no, certainly. Listen, I can definitely book you in on Thursday, probably preferable Thursday morning, just in case it happens to be a dental issue that might be causing some of the weight loss, in case you need to...
Yeah, no, I just have work that morning. That's all. That's why I can't come in until around midday. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. Okay. So what time can you get in?
I finish work at midday, so like my partner can pick me up with the girls and we can come straight to Redcliffe. We live in Moorefield, so I'd be in the area. We'd be there around 12:30-ish. Like, yeah, it's...
Yeah, okay. We generally do procedures then. Our first afternoon appointment would be at 2 o'clock.
Yep. We can wait till 2, like, because you guys, like, as you said, you've got stuff on.
Just having a look at it. Our schedule's all over the place with a doctor that's been off, and then she's coming back. I'm just having a look here. Seeing.
No, that's understandable. That's okay.
Actually, I could get you in at 12. She starts at 12, so I can get you in at 12 o'clock.
I finish at 12, but I will try and talk to work and see if I can finish half an hour early.
Yep, no, that's okay. Do you want to book it for 12 or?
Oh, yeah, I'll book it for 12 and I'll chat to my work. I'll let them know that I've got to go take my girl to the vet. So I'll finish half an hour early.
And what's your surname?
Edser, E-D-S-E-R.
Okay, and who are we seeing? Is it Delilah or Dolores?
Dolores.
Okay, there we go. So I've got you booked in for 12 o'clock on Thursday next week.
Yep.
The second there for you.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day and I'll see you next week.
You too. Okay, if there's any problems with your work, just give us a call back and we can move the appointment for you.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay,
have
thank
a good
you
day.
Then. You too. Bye.
Bye.